Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel producing content but not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, friends. Let's dive in. Welcome, friends. I'm so glad that you have joined us for the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. So before we dive into the content of today, I want to remind you about our writing strategies for businesses that you can download for free in the show notes. We know that we have to be creating content that is valuable to our audience and sets us apart as the expert in our field. But that is not always an easy task. And so we've got some ideas to get your mind working. So head to the link in our show notes or head to our website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com and you can grab it there. Also, one more thing. Thank you so much for downloading and sharing this podcast. If you have friends who are running their businesses in faith and wanting strategies for growing and scaling, please continue to share. And if you're getting value, I would sure appreciate it if you would write a review. That helps us out tremendously. Okay, so today I have a new friend with us that I am so excited to introduce you guys to. Leah Bryant is a podcast publisher, a mom, and a Christ follower. She is a fraud investigator turned podcast producer. She went from fighting crime to conquering ums and uhs. I love that because I am so guilty there. As a strategic podcast producer, she helps coaches and course creators launch and maintain their podcasts so they can share their inspirational messages without the podcast taking over their lives. She is also in the Content and Kingdom Builders membership. And as I've had the chance to check in with her along the way, it's been so awesome to see her business really grow. And I know that she's going to be able to give us some hugely valuable tips on long form content in general and podcasting today. So Leah, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy to be here with us.
Well, thank you so much, Jen, for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's just dive in here. What an interesting turn from a fraud investigator into a podcast producer. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey into the current business that you have today?
Of course. So yeah, I was a fraud investigator for roughly 10 years or so, and had the prompting to leave corporate America and essentially come home, as they say, and to start a family. And started a family, and it was fabulous, super blessed. But I kind of felt like there was something missing. That strategic side of my brain really needed to be put to use. So I kind of stepped into virtual assistants for a little bit. And while it was fabulous and had wonderful clients, I still just felt that there was something else. I like to think that that was Heavenly Father kind of nudging me along my way. He likes me to make my decisions, but gives me a little nudge here and there. Yeah. So I had a friend tell me about podcast editing and management and all of that sort of thing, because I listened to a lot of podcasts. And I checked it out, and long story short, you know, took a course. Literally within a couple weeks of finishing that course, I had my first client. And then a couple months later, I had like three more, and it's just consistently grown, you know, leaps and bounds since then. So definitely feel grateful for those nudges along the way to lead me into being a producer.
Yeah, and I like how you say that. I think that so many times, especially Those of us with kind of an entrepreneurial mindset, we would love to just go ahead and see the end game. But, you know, God knows exactly the steps that we need to take so that we can sustain. Mm-hmm. And I look back on so many things in my life where I think that maybe in my human mind, like that was a detour, but actually, you know, I met somebody that introduced me to somebody else or gave me an idea for this and, you know, just all of the steps along the way. So I love that. So you kind of already talked to us about the nudges along the way, but where is there anywhere else or is there anything that you want to talk about? In the faith-filled entrepreneur, we talk a lot about operating in faith and taking chances in faith and making decisions in faith. If you had the opportunity to do that, and where have you kind of seen God really show up in places?
Sure. So I would say 8 or so months into my journey as being a podcast producer, I'd hit that fork in the road where, you know, I was making like a good income, but I felt like I needed to take that step further and kind of do something else. And Lauren Wrighton is actually, she has the podcast manager program that I went through. And then at that time, she had started offering like an accelerator program for managers and producers who are reaching a certain income. And I, you know, was like, hey, is this really what I need to do? I don't know. It seemed like, you know, it was a big investment and I wasn't sure like which way I wanted to take my business in order for it to grow. So I prayed a lot about that. And, you know, Heavenly Father was like, hey, you know, take this, you can do this and we'll figure it out, essentially is what I got from him. I was like, okay, let's do this. So I joined her program thinking I was going to like do like an offering, right? Like a high ticket offer. And that was how I was going to grow my business. And I prayed a lot on that. And, you know, probably 4 weeks into the program, I got a prompting that said, no, don't do the high ticket offering. Go to the boutique route as far as, you know, essentially a boutique in our world is like an agency model business. And because I felt like that would allow me to help other, you know, more people, and not only in front of the mic, but behind the mic, right? Because the podcasting space behind the scenes in the post-production world is very like a lot of men, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that I was really feeling the prompting to like have an all-women team where, you know, all females from all walks of life, mothers, not mothers, the whole nine yards, and to really be able to like not just empower and elevate in front of the mic, but also behind the mic. So to be able to grow a team and just, it's just been so amazing. And I'm so glad that I prayed and I was like, okay, if you're sure, I'm going to do this. And I just listened. And even though I may have had those reservations, I still was able to just dive in. And it's been definitely just very, you know, just, you just kind of sit back and you're just like, wow, okay, I can see why you did this, this, and this to lead me to be able to impact not just me. Like it's just, it's such a bigger picture than just me. It's like my team and then our clients, and it just kind of like, it just ripples out from there. And I just love that so much.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, my guess is that if you hadn't taken the step and invested initially into that accelerator program, that you wouldn't have gotten to the place of deciding to go this direction.
Right. No, not at all.
Yeah. And I think that those are such pivotal moments. And I know that for me, and probably for a lot of us, our finances are something that we hold tightly to, mm-hmm. and want to make sure that we're making wise decisions with that. And if we have come from a place where we're not used to dropping $8,000 for a program,
right,
or $7,000 for a mastermind, that can be kind of shocking.
Right.
But if the Lord is leading you in that direction, and that's exactly what happened with me too, He's leading you there for a reason, and He's always faithful, and the provision is always there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the real pivotal moments for me where I'm like, okay, Lord, I heard you.
Right.
I see it now. But that's so cool. That's so cool. I love that. Okay, ma'am. So why don't you tell us? So you've told us a little bit about the boutique side. So tell us exactly what a podcast producer does, what you do. Just tell us about your business.
Yeah. So essentially the team and I, we take the podcast literally, you know, I help podcasters craft their episodes, whether it be kind of walk through content, like what they're going to talk about, questions they can ask, who can they have on, all the way to recording, editing, anything and everything, like from hitting record and after, show notes, social media, publishing, you know, if they have the video aspect of it, if they want someone to take over their guest management, pre and post interview, we do all of that too. So it's just kind of like literally we take care of everything except recording.
Right. But you have a virtual recording studio for that even,
I
right?
do. Yeah. So I offer all my clients a virtual recording studio where literally they just click a link, they show up. We do a mic check for them. We do a mic check for their guest. And then I hit the record and take care of everything so they don't have to worry about any of that either. It's pretty great.
Yeah, that sounds pretty great. You know, there is a whole lot that can go into podcasting. And I know that it can be kind of overwhelming. And so in a minute, I'm going to ask you to kind of give our listeners some tips if they are, you know, thinking about going this route or even if they've already started one. But before we get there, as we talked about right before we jumped on here, I'm a big proponent of long form content. And if listeners have listened to this podcast at all, then they know that. Because I think it's so valuable. And so as somebody who works with people all the time who are producing long form content in the form of a podcast, I'd love your perspective on the value of it and maybe kind of how you see your clients use podcasting in their businesses.
Sure. So, you know, podcasting is one of those, and I'm not just saying this because I'm in the space, but I think that almost every business owner should have one because it's an extension of your business, right? I like to say, you know, podcasting is kind of like the new business card where it showcases who you are and your expertise, right? It establishes your authority in the marketplace that you're in, you know, whatever niche that may be. And one of the good things is that by doing so, you know, you're building those connections and a community and you're networking and getting your name out there. And not only that, but it can in turn be like almost a funnel back to your business for if you're selling courses or your coaching offers or, you know, anything that you're doing with your business, your podcast can lead back to that. And it's just a really great addition to like a business ecosystem as far as a marketing tool. And then podcasting isn't something that you record an episode and you're done with it. You can repurpose those episodes in a variety of different ways. And that kind of like gives you even more opportunity to reach more people, to funnel back to your business, to really concentrate, you know, social media. You could do posts like on LinkedIn. You could do videos. I mean, blog posts, the whole nine yards. And being able to reach people who you may not have contact with like on a daily basis, it kind of provides you that additional, I can say that Tim Page said it best. He said that a podcast is a great way to develop relationships with hard to reach people. So I always just like to say that and think about like what kind of an impact you could have on someone. And, you know, that in turn leading back to your business and being able to add value.
Yeah, I think that's so good. I hadn't heard that quote. But, you know, I think of like Ashley Flowers on Crime Junkies. Obviously, I've never met Ashley Flowers, but I do feel like we're friends because I listen to her every Monday. And podcasting presents such a unique opportunity to develop that know, like, and trust factor. I don't know anything about Ashley Flowers. I don't want to know anything about Ashley Flowers because I don't want it to skew my friendship with her, my virtual friendship with her. But I continue to listen to Crime Junkies over, you know, the 8 million other true crime podcasts because of her.
Right.
And I absolutely think that podcasting is an opportunity like no other marketing tool can be, you know?
Yeah, because it puts you on that intimate level with someone.
Right.
And where they, you know, listening to someone's voice and just hearing, you know, their tone and just all of that just kind of compounds into being their best friend, just right. Like you said. Yeah.
Right. Oh, I wanted to give one other example that we talked about. You know, when I started writing my book a few years ago, the publisher and I had a long conversation and he really helped reframe my mindset about the use of my book from a book to sell and make money selling it into a book as a premium marketing tool that I could give to administrators because it's in the education space that I could give to them. Like it's part of my marketing budget. Is to have book giveaways and take books to schools and then have that drive them back to me for my courses and my professional development, my training. And I have made so much more money on courses and professional development and coaching that I do with teachers than I ever would or have with my book sales. Now, I do sell my books as an upsell to teachers. You know, if they get my professional development, they can buy the books for their staff as well. But as far as just like my sales off Amazon, you know, that's just kind of for fun.
Right.
And I think that podcasting, that people have kind of a skewed mindset of podcasting as well. You can monetize your podcast. You should monetize your podcast. But I think that the goal of having a bazillion downloads is not necessarily the best goal to start off with a podcast.
Correct.
If you can go into a podcast with the idea that this is a marketing tool to drive people back to your business, it's going to be a lot more effective.
Most definitely. Like I tell podcasters all the time, like if we launched a podcast, I tell them, I don't want you looking at your numbers for at least 6 months because I want you to focus on your content, on building that relationship with your listeners, on really essentially pouring into them and, you know, getting to know them, finding out what they want to hear and being able to talk to that. And, you know, they always act kind of shocked when I say that, you know, granted, like I still look at the numbers and I'm paying attention, but, you know, as a podcast host, you know, I don't want, and even if you didn't have a producer or a manager or someone helping you behind the scenes, you know, yes, look at them, look at the consumption rate, because that will be helpful to find, you know, if they're listening to an entire episode, if they're listening to it halfway, because that will help you develop content. But really focus on, you know, how, why and how you want to lead it back to your business, how you're going to do that, and really connecting with your audience is such an important thing to remember.
Oh, I think that's great advice. Okay, so speaking of advice, as we kind of start to close up here, if we have listeners who, you know, having a podcast has been on their mind, been on their heart, but they're just not sure where to start, or maybe we have listeners who have started, but they're just kind of, you know, barely squeaking by here, what are some tips that you could give, you know, the beginner podcaster as they get on this journey?
Sure. So one of the biggest tips I like to give is focus on a good microphone. You know, don't go into a Facebook group and ask, what's the best microphone? Because you're going to get a bazillion answers. And I like to direct people, you know, you want to buy a microphone for the space that you're recording in. And obviously, we all come from all walks of life and all different kind of environments. And, you know, someone may say, hey, go get this microphone, but that microphone may sound horrible in your environment. So I always like to just kind of pay attention to the mic. A dynamic mic is definitely better than a condenser mic. And they, you know, Amazon has dynamic mics for oh, I think the lowest one is like 30. And then obviously they go up to the stars are the limit as far as price, but right. And even like the, you know, the $30 microphone that I actually recommend a lot, and I can give you a link to that you could put in the show notes, but it is a really great mic to use. And then for someone who may already have a podcast, my tip is, you know, are you repurposing your podcast? You know, is it, are you just letting it, you know, episode record and done? Or are you really truly utilizing your episodes to its full, you know, extent of being able to repurpose? Or have you even thought about, you know, starting a private podcast to make it like part of your course or something like that? So those are always great things to think about.
Yes, I love it. And I'm going to add one other thing, and it's going to kind of jump on what you said about not looking at numbers. Mm-hmm. Just start.
Yes.
And to not expect perfection, to not listen to somebody who has 5 billion followers and expect your podcast to sound exactly like that one, because it's just not.
Right.
Podcasting, like anything else, takes practice. I still have a long ways to go to get to where I am fully satisfied with my podcast. But when I look back at my first podcast, which was Teaching by Reaching, I interviewed administrators. It was so bad, Leah. It was so bad. I didn't even re-listen to them. I didn't edit them at all because I just knew they were so bad. But
you did it.
You did it.
You took the step out, right? The leap of faith, and you did it. And that's absolutely what's important.
And I had good conversations with administrators, even if nobody else wanted to listen to them. It still got me, you know, in the door with them. And so it served its purpose. But, you know, you just learn along the way, just like literally everything else in running and growing a business. And so you have to give yourself grace with podcasting as well.
And like, you love your business, right? And if you want this podcast to lead back to your business, you have to love your podcast and have fun.
Yeah.
It's not something to be humdrum about. It's really to have fun, do your best, not so-and-so's best, but do your best, you know, and really I pray about it. Mm-hmm. Pray before you record and everything will work out as it should.
Yes, I agree. I will say this. I do think, especially if you're starting out, that you should write out, maybe not word for word, your podcast, but at least have a pretty solid outline of most what definitely you're going to say.
Yeah.
So, made that mistake as well. Okay, ma'am. Well, this has been most helpful. I know there are going to be people who are interested in learning more about what you do, how you could maybe help them as they get started with podcasting. And I'm assuming that as part of the producing, that there's coaching along the way.
Most definitely.
To people starting a podcast.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I do coaching calls and like kind of like stats reviews and all that kind of fun stuff with my podcasters. And then, yeah, so it's definitely something that I love to coach because it's just helping people be better at their craft. So
absolutely. Okay, so tell us all the ways that we can follow you and find you, and we will have all of your links, obviously, in our show notes and social media pages as well. But go ahead and share where we can find you.
Sure thing. Well, thank you so much for that. And so I'm on Instagram, LeahBryant_co, LinkedIn under Leah Bryant, and my website is leahbryantco.com. And on the website, I actually have a free roadmap and essentially kind of like a checklist for a launch. If you're thinking about launching a podcast and you're not sure what to do and you don't want to spend hours and hours on Google, don't worry. I've taken all that out of the work for you. So you could just go and grab that PDF and it walks you through literally everything from conception to launching. So I'm always available for questions too.
Yes, I love that. And we'll put that link. Can we put that link in our show notes as
well? Most definitely. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. That will be a super helpful resource to somebody. Okay, ma'am. Well, I just want to thank you again for your time and your expertise. I really enjoyed visiting with you today.
Well, Jen, I really appreciate you. I love your community. I love your podcast. I love everything you're doing. So this was an honor and a pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you guys for joining us as well. Again, don't forget to grab Leah's roadmap and checklist for launching a podcast. And also, don't forget to grab our free writing strategies for business so that you can really get that content down for your podcast. So you can click that link in the show notes as well, or head over to our website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, follow us at Instagram at The Faith Filled Entrepreneur or on Facebook at jenkleiber.thefaithfilledentrepreneur to get business strategies, biblical truth for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. We're on TikTok now too. And you can always check out thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Bye for now.